I had some, by the way, over the.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, over this last week.
Did it taste very much like that sounded?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I asked the guy who made that what he put in it, and he had made a great big batch.
Oh yeah.
He put butter beans in it.
Yeah, I have seen that. Some people put okra in it. I told it since I've got so doggone much okra still from what I grew last year. I toyed with putting some okra and limas in there, but I figured, wait, I'm kind of low on butter beans, mm-hmm. and I'm long on okra. And the people who have had Brunswick stew before have never had it with okra. Mm-hmm. And they might feel like they've been betrayed somehow, you know, so I'll have to figure out another way to use that okra.
Is the normal term for you lima beans or butter beans?
Butter beans. Well, they're two different things. I think of lima beans as those that are the larger beans. And butter beans are deliberately, you buy the smaller varieties and pick them young. Mm-hmm. And they're incredible. They're so good. They're so much sweeter.
Yeah.
And they're not quite as starchy as what I call the lima beans.
Are they the same plant, though, I think, from the way you're talking?
Mm-hmm. But then when I think of butter beans, I think about really the... all smaller varieties.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see. If you have cane, sugar cane,
mm-hmm.
and you boil that up, the juice out of that is what?
Syrup.
It's syrup, okay. And what else comes out of that, the really thick stuff? Thick and dark stuff.
Molasses.
Okay. You might say, if they're really thick, you might say the molasses, what's the verb you would use there between molasses and thick?
I don't know.
Say the molasses is thick or the molasses are thick?
Molasses are thick.
You would use are. Okay. Now, you use syrup for what comes out of sugar cane. Are there any other kinds of syrups that you would...
Mm-hmm. Maple syrup.
Maple syrup. And that
corn syrup.
Corn syrup. Mm-hmm. Okay. You ever hear of long sweetening? Short sweetening?
Mm-mm. Okay. Sounds interesting. But yeah. What is it?
I don't know. Okay. If you have maple syrup that's not imitation maple syrup, mm-hmm. you say it's what kind? It's not imitation.
I would think natural maple syrup.
Okay.
But then...
What about leather? If it's not imitation leather, it's...
Genuine leather.
Okay. Okay. And usually sugar is sold how? Or it is nowadays. I guess you buy it in bags. But in the old days, you used to go in the store and they'd have a big container full of it. And you'd buy it how?
Bin? From a bin?
Yeah. Uh-huh. What do you call that when you buy something like that?
In bulk,
okay. Sometimes you boil sugar and you might, together with some apples or maybe peaches or grapes or berries of some kind and make that stuff that you have on toast in the morning. What do you call that?
Jelly.
Okay. And
depends. Jelly, if you have caused it to gel, you know, with the pectin, or either added or the natural pectin of the jelly, but then jam, if it's not gel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's the difference there between jam and jelly for you?
That jelly has to be spread, while jam can be poured.
Okay. Let me see. Usually on a table, what do you keep on a table to season your food with?
Salt and pepper.
Okay.
Pepper mill also.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you ever hear those called anything else? Do you ever hear any other words for salt?